Chapter 14. The Western Tribes. Here follow the portions which the Israelites received in the land of Canaan. Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the heads of families in the tribes of the Israelites determined their heritage by lot, in accordance with the instructions the Lord had given through Moses concerning the remaining 9.5 tribes. For to 2.5 tribes Moses had already given a heritage beyond the Jordan, and though the Levites were given no heritage among the tribes, the descendants of Joseph formed 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. The Levites themselves received no share of the land, except cities to live in, with their pasture lands for the cattle and flocks. Thus, in apportioning the land, did the Israelites carry out the instructions of the Lord to Moses. Caleb's portion. When the Judahites came up to Joshua in Gilgal, the Kenizzite Caleb, son of Jephunneh, said to him, "You know what the Lord said to the man of God, Moses, about you and me in Kadesh Barnea. I was 40 years old when the servant of the Lord, Moses, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to reconnoiter the land, and I brought back to him a conscientious report. My fellow scouts who went up with me discouraged the people, but I was completely loyal to the Lord my God." On that occasion, Moses swore this oath, "The land where you have set foot shall become your heritage, and that of your descendants forever, because you have been completely loyal to the Lord my God." Now, as he promised, the Lord has preserved me while Israel was journeying through the desert for the 45 years since the Lord spoke thus to Moses. And although I am now 85 years old, I am still as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me forth, with no less vigor, whether for war or for ordinary tasks. Give me, therefore, this mountain region which the Lord promised me that day, as you yourself heard. True, the Anakim are there, with large fortified cities. But if the Lord is with me, I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord promised." Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his heritage. Therefore Hebron remains the heritage of the Kenizzite Caleb, son of Jephunneh, to the present day, because he was completely loyal to the Lord, the God of Israel. Hebron was formerly called Kiriath Arba, for Arba, the greatest among the Anakim, and the land enjoyed peace.